Good afternoon. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. The uptick in summonses issued for quality of life offenses in New York City can be attributed in part to broken windows policing brought back to New York City with Bill de Blasio's appointment of Bill Bratton as police commissioner. There are now 1.2 million open warrants in the city, which result from summonses for minor offenses like being in the park after dark, public urination, loitering, trespassing, unlawful pot possession, walking a dog without a leash, and even spitting. These summonses clog the court system. They can have unseen consequences, according to Charisma Troiano with the Brooklyn DA's office.
The first one being, of course, is that you are subject to arrest at any moment if a law enforcement officer runs name. And so, you know, that should be kept in mind as well. But in addition to that, you know, individuals who have these outstanding warrants, though they don't necessarily come up on a rap sheet, right, because it's not a history of an arrest or a prosecution, it does tend to come up on background checks. So if you're applying for federal aid to go to school, or if you are applying for public housing, and even if you're applying for citizenship or naturalization, these sorts of open warrants can hinder that process because they will pop up and you will be asked about it. And so it's very important that individuals do, you know, take responsibility and take care of their underlying summons, which in many cases have turned into to outstanding bench warrants.
And Ken Thompson, the Brooklyn DA, is providing an opportunity for all New Yorkers who receive summonses in New York City to vacate them. The program is called Begin Again. It's this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Paul Community Baptist Church in Brooklyn. That's where New Yorkers can wipe out these summonses in a half hour to an hour. People are first seen by a legal aid attorney.
Before you even see a prosecutor, before you even see a judge, you are seen and screened and basically walk through the entire process with a legal aid defense attorney. And so, you know, you will always have representation with you. You're not going through this process alone. Once that legal aid attorney sits down with you and kind of goes over your situation, you're then going to be presented in front of a judge. You stand up, the judge will ask you a couple of questions, maybe try to ascertain as to why you may have missed your court date and things of that nature. And ultimately, that judge will, in most cases, dismiss the underlying summons as well as the warrant.
That's this Saturday in Brooklyn at the St. Paul Community Baptist Church. For more information on Twitter, go to BeginAgainBKLYN or BrooklynDA.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.